The Salesians of Don Bosco, who are in India for the past 110 years, recently ventured into an uncharted territory to serve and interact with local folks better. Radio Salesian 90.8 FM, Voice of the Hills, is the new enterprise of Salesian College Sonada in Gorabari village near Sonada town in the Himalayan foothills of Darjeeling district in India's West Bengal state. The web version of the community or campus radio that one can listen to online at salesiancollege.in was inaugurated on October the 28th, and its FM radio will be officially inaugurated on December the 8th. Salesian priest Father C.M. Paul is the brain behind and director of Radio Salesian. Last week, in the first part of a telephone interview, Father Paul explained that Radio Salesian is the first community or campus radio run by a college in West Bengal and in the entire Northeast India. It's also the first and only radio by the Salesians in the whole of South Asia. The idea of a community radio first came up in 2000 during the provincial chapter of the Salesian province of Kolkata. In 2012, Salesian College Sonada officially applied for a broadcast license, which required a slew of formalities, permissions and clearances from various ministries and offices of the Indian government, given the fact that Baghdogra Airport, military and air force installations, as well as Nepal border are not very far from Salesian College Sonada. Father Paul explained that Radio Salesian is a truly community radio, the voice of the people, a radio of the people, by the people and for the people. Most of the programs are produced by the local Nepali-speaking villagers in the extensive tea gardens of Darjeeling. Radio Salesian thus invites contributions from students, community groups, self-help groups, children, young people, seniors, labor class, women's association, entrepreneur groups and others. Being a community radio, Radio Salesian has to comply with several government norms and regulations. It cannot engage in politics and religion. It cannot broadcast news per se, only community-based information, and must promote community peace and harmony. Radio Salesian has also a bit of Hindi and English in its programs. Today, Father Paul begins the final part of this interview explaining the content of the Hindi and English programs.
Say, for instance, Mann Ki Baat of our Prime Minister, it is a weekly program in Hindi. And we have that same program available from the government in Nepali language. But that Nepali language transmission is not as exciting as we hear from Prime Minister Modi's own voice. So we broadcast that program in Hindi in its original version. Then English program we have because it's a college station. And two of our faculty members have ventured out to create their own weekly program called Stories Behind Music. And it is basically a very interactive program where two of our, the head of the Department of Science, Computer Science, that is Mr. Brian, and head of the Department of Social Sciences, that is Sumina Chetri, ma'am Sumina Chetri, both of them together host the show, 3-hour show on Sundays. And it is called Stories Behind Music, where they will play the music and tell the stories behind it, how the artist came up with it, what was the response to the world with it, what was the popularity they received, etc., etc.
Do you also plan to promote local talents who have been hidden?
Yes, that's exactly. That's because another program called Unplugged. That is an English word, Unplugged, where we host the local talents, particularly the various bands. We've got rock bands and various music band groups, which is quite popular in the hills, and very often they do not get an exposure. So we make it a point to find them out and showcase them, and we have a 2-hour program called Unplugged. The very first was a band from Kurseong, which is called The Revelation. They are a sort of a gospel band with their own songs, both in Nepali and also in English, very original kind of compositions and more towards a rock band style. So they call themselves The Revelation.
Do you also have social media support giving a big hand to your broadcasts?
We actually started the entire radio program. I got my RJ, Samir Chetri, RJ from Siliguri, Radio Misty. Radio Misty is a commercial station, and Mr. Chitri was an RJ there and a program director there. I hired him because he is basically from Sonada. He's a local boy, so I hired him. And he advertised on social media that we're going to start Radio Solution, and then we are calling for interns to join us. And his own fans signed up, several of them, I think 12, 13 of them. And we selected three of them to be our first interns. And they had 2 months of internship interns, and they are my RJs now, three of them. Saroj, Savitri, and Rohit, three young people.
What is your present team now at the radio?
At the radio, I have 6 RJs, that is Rohit, Savitri, Saroj, then our RJ Samir, he's the program coordinator and professional RJ, and then 2 faculty members, also RJs doing program, it's Brian and Sumina. So we have 6 all local Nepali young RJs. 2 are faculty members, they teach, and then sometimes they come and prepare their own programs. Others are not students of Salesian College, but they are students of Open University. They do their master's degree program. So they are also working and earning.
Oh, so they also have a hands-on experience.
Yeah, hands-on. They are full-time. I hired them full-time.
On the social media, for instance, Facebook, do you have a lot of hits on feedbacks or responses?
Yes, we have already announced our Christmas program for the stories behind music. We are going to do carols and their stories behind the carols, most of them English carols, the carol songs for Christmas. And we have got response from the social media, the people who visit our web page and the web radio. And they said they are looking forward to hear from us. We get messages from Nepali people in Hong Kong, in Singapore, in Canada, in Dubai. And some of them said that when they come for Christmas, they will come and meet us in our own radio station. And in fact, we have got, we will be creating a program for Prabasi Nepali, means Nepali people living outside India abroad, so that we can connect them also with our own communities in India and abroad with songs and programs.
You spoke a little about the funds that you received from the government to start this community radio. Could you talk a little more about that, the funds, the equipment, the personnel, salaries, and the expenses that you have there?
Actually, the assistance from the government is very little. But that is like a seed money that helps us to get started. They will not pay for the salaries of the RJs. It is a community radio, and they insist that communities should maintain their own programming. So what we do is we have got 5 minutes of advertising segment in every 1 hour show. So if we are doing 12 hours of show, we can do 1 hour of advertising, means 12 into 5, 60. That is 60 minutes of advertising a day. That means we can segment it like 10-second slots or 30-second slots and give it for a pittance. You know, it's not like a commercial radio. If we talk of the money, if it is like 4 rupees a second, that is the government rates that we are getting. But to get that also is very difficult because government does not have that much of advertising towards community campaigns and all that. But we are launching out to the shopkeepers in Sanara town and asking them to give us a small contribution, and we will feature them for the entire month of December and give them Christmas greetings and New Year greetings on their behalf, dedicate some shows, one of our 20 programs to them, that saying that this program is brought to you by so-and-so. Like that. So we are trying to get them a small contribution from them so that we can get started to give them a taste of advertising in radio.
You said you have roped in a few professionals to start with, but what about the others? Are you planning to train them somewhere with real radio?
Yeah, that's why my internship program is going on. The internship program is this professional will train them. In fact, he hand-trained them, held hands and taught them everything, starting from scripting, interviewing, packaging the show, recording and editing, and going on air on the console. So they are managing the show already. In 2 months' time, they are already sitting and anchoring the show. So that is a great achievement. And these guys pick up the ropes of the trade really fast. And we are confident that we can manage with our own people whom we trained here to run the community radio. And every month I will be taking 3 people at a time as my interns, so that these people can get trained and go elsewhere if they want, to other radio stations, or stay back with us and help with the community. And some of them are really passionate about the community.
That was the final of a 2-part interview with Indian Salesian priest Father C.M. Paul, the director of Radio Salesian and FM Community Radio. This has been The Backgrounder, a weekly feature of Vatican Radio's English Service for Asia.